I'm Craig Westerbeek. I'm the Senior Director for Smithfield Renewables. Smithfield Renewables was formed in 2017, and it was really to head up our efforts surrounding our 2016 announcement of our carbon reduction goal, which is 25% by the year 2025 based on a 2010 baseline. So Smithfield Renewables really focuses on anything carbon reduction related. Manure management is a big part of our carbon footprint. So, you know, that's a big part of what I do in Smithfield Renewables.
This week, Smithfield coming out with an announcement about some pretty significant investment and enhancements at several different states. Can you share what's going on?
Sure. Smithfield announced this week that kind of in follow-up to our 25 by 25 carbon reduction commitment that we were going to do some pretty significant biogas projects in three different states, in Utah, in Missouri, and in North Carolina. Our target for our goal in each of those states is to have 90% or more of our finishing capacity participating in biogas projects over the next 10 years.
Walk me through the pork production process when it comes to biogas and what that means for those facilities, about what will be added or really enhanced at those locations.
Sure. All of our facilities across the United States utilize manure management technology that's permitted and approved in those states. And one of the first things I'd tell you is that, you know, we're really comfortable and we really have a lot of confidence in the manure management systems that we use today. They are regional in nature. Many of the states in which we do business, we use anaerobic lagoons today to digest our solids and to treat the manure prior to land application. In other states in the upper Midwest and Iowa, for instance, we use slurry store tanks or in-ground slurry store vessels, in-building slurry store vessels to store manure until it can be land applied. So, you know, we really feel comfortable and we really like the systems that we use. Once again, they're permitted and we think they perform very well. From a biogas standpoint, one of the products of anaerobic digestion in our lagoons and so forth is biogas. It's 60 to 75% methane or natural gas, and so we feel like a lot of things have come together to allow us to really move forward with trying to capture that energy value of those methane emissions from our facilities and turn that into a renewable energy source. We think several market factors have come together to allow that. We've been researching this for 20 years or more. We've had energy-based projects across the United States and in Mexico for a long time and really trying to figure out how best to accomplish capturing biogas and turning it into renewable natural gas. And we feel like a lot of that has come together and kind of culminated in an announcement we produced last week.
As far as some of the construction taking place, is this going to be an investment by some pork producer partners or through Smithfield? And what does that really look like for build out?
Yes, I think the answer to both is yes. For instance, in Utah, we pretty much have company-owned farms there, and that investment is taking place, and those projects are being built out as we speak. But in other places where we have contract partners that grow our animals, North Carolina is a great example. A large percentage of our animals are grown on contract farms. What we're looking to do in North Carolina is to invest in the infrastructure that's necessary to transport gas, to clean gas, and to inject gas into the natural gas pipeline, thereby providing an opportunity for our growers to invest, if they so choose, in digesters, covered digesters, or covering their lagoons to capture that biogas and be able to sell that gas at a good economic return.
For those producers in North Carolina, what kind of hurricane damages have been really felt in that area, and is this tied to any of that?
Well, I'll answer the second question first, and the answer to that is no, it's not necessarily tied to this at all. I mean, we've been working on manure to energy projects for years, certainly predating the hurricane that occurred a month and a half or 2 months ago. So no, the two are not related. However, I will plug the fact that I think the North Carolina industry, and our grower partners and our farms here in North Carolina did exceedingly well in terms of handling the effects of the hurricanes. And so I'm very proud of what producers in this state did to prepare themselves for the hurricane and certainly to mitigate the impacts afterwards.
Coming at a time when pork producers are pretty low when you look at trade retaliation, investing in something like this, so why now, and is this still a good time with low pork prices?
Well, I would just reiterate that this is somewhat separate from any of those things. It's something we've been working on a long time. We feel like it will enhance the economics of pork production.
Looking at what kind of gas will be able to be produced and provided back to the communities where you're located, any information on those projections?
I don't think we've released a total amount of gas yet. It will be substantial. It will predominantly be in the form of renewable natural gas or natural gas to pipeline. That can be used, obviously, by folks for heating. It could be used for electrical production. It could be used as a transportation fuel. But at this time, we've not provided any projections on the total amount of that natural gas that will be produced.
This week, the EPA is also moving forward with a proposed rule to limit livestock emergency response planning and emissions reporting. As far as Smithfield going ahead with this renewable energy effort, how are those tied together and how does that put you ahead?
So they're not tied together at all. One decision was made independent from the other. We view those as two separate issues.
Do you have any comment on those proposed rules this week?
We are aware of what's going on with EPA regarding CERCLA and EPCRA. We don't feel that those particular rules were ever intended to for the farming industry, the agricultural industry. So from that standpoint, our farms have, as required in the past, reported under CERCLA and EPCRA. But we maintain the industry's position on those two rules and the activity surrounding those.
In a first wave of really some significant efforts to reduce carbon emissions for this 25 by 25 plan, any expectations for more announcements moving forward in the project?
Yes, I think, this particular announcement included other things as well beyond biogas projects. And I think you will see additional announcements from Smithfield regarding our efforts in the area of carbon reduction and overall Smithfield renewables. I think we've got some very exciting things that we're looking at and things that we're planning that we will be announcing over the next few years.
Do you see any crossover maybe with some of these initiatives in other commodity sectors, like with poultry or dairy?
Well, I think dairy has embraced biogas in many cases. There are a lot of dairy farms that have biogas capture and renewable energy production as part of their manure management activities. I have not seen as much of that in poultry, but certainly I think it's something that they're looking at as well. So I think across agriculture, you've got to look at opportunities to provide additional revenue sources and really capture things of value from your waste products or from manure that would add to the economics of your business.
And Craig, any last thoughts to wrap us up with?
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today, and I really feel like this commitment by Smithfield is important and it's groundbreaking, and we really look forward to talking about it in the future as we more fully develop some of these programs and projects.